Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Now get ready, stomp your feet, clap your hands, and get ready to visit the old church.
Listen, Pastor.
Now preacher, preach.
your love was true.
Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good
to know your name.
And all I want
to say
till my dying
day,
I just wanna be close to you.
Child. Alexandria, the Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic at 711 Bolton Avenue. Dr. Paul Matthews is seeing patients suffering from neck, back, and joint pain from accidents or incidents. The phone number is 318-625-7103. The Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. Your Columbus Day weather forecast for Shreveport calls for morning thunderstorms with a high at 84, overnight lows at 63. Pretty much the same thing for Monroe, morning thunderstorms. Look for a high at 85, overnight lows at 63. In Lake Charles, there'll be scattered thunderstorms with a high at 86, overnight lows at 75. Evening rain for Natchez, Mississippi with a high at 87 and a low at 69. And right here in the greater Alexandria Metroplex, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high at 87 and a low at 71. That's your Columbus Day forecast. I'm Wade Hampton. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I got the love of Jesus. I got the love. Yo, here.
Yo, what up, D?
Let's do this.
Y'all ready to do this, yo?
Let's talk about prayer.
Looking fine. Everyone's doing the same old routine. Scooping out the honeys and pulling out the queen. Paper, that's what I use so I can trace her. Give me a cell phone and two-way hide and late. Know it only took the next day, but then I caught her. She called me anyway.
That was me until I took a look into the VIP. The
Try something new.
Who you?
The one that went to Sunday school.
Who you?
The one that never broke a rule. Tried so hard to fight, but it's hard when it feels so right.
Yes, that was me.
Yeah.
Till I took a look into the BLE.
Yeah.
Surely I want to be a
BLE.
That was me. Whole life shook when I took a look into the book. Yes, that was me.
Yeah.
Till I took a look into the BLE.
Yeah.
Surely I want to be a BLE. That was me. Whole life shook when I
took a look in the book. I never thought it could be.
I took a look in the book.
How could this be?
I took a look in the book.
No, no, no. Into the book.
Hey,
take
a look in the book.
It's like.
I took a look in the book.
So take a look.
I took a look in the book.
I'm brand new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm brand new.
Hey, Cole, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Not quite like how I should be.
How do you look?
Now I feel so fresh and clean. You mama, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Boy, I was stuck in between.
How do you look?
Like I've been set free.
Shake the hook.
That was me.
That was me.
That was me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love is the new book from author John Hoffman. It's about faith that knows that God is with you and the atomic power of faith and love. Author John Hoffman shows us that because God's love is limitless, nothing can separate us from Him. Forgiveness and love are key factors in living the good life. The first part of Fearless Faith focuses on faith. You know, without it, it's impossible to please God. The second part is about love and forgiveness, both of which are not for others, but for you. Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love by author John Hoffman is for believers and those who don't know that they are yet. Available now at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, and iTunes. The video trailer can be seen on YouTube. Author John Hoffman is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM. KAYT KQJO.
Feel your hand. There's a hunger and a thirst in the land for you to move.
Do it for me.
Right away.
Right away.
So many people ready to throw in the towel. If you don't
face situations that occur. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying. But when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, He's the lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me and she said, boy, she said, I know that I got old. And my hands
turned gray.
She said, I am making
preparation.
Cause I know that I got to go home and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna be waiting. And I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said, If I die before y'all do, she said, I'll
be waiting at the pearly
gate. And all I'm gonna be waiting for, waiting for all of you. Grandmama said, I'm going
there.
Well, I'll just rest my soul, yeah. Oh,
on the other side of the grave.
She said, you worried about dying, so telephone call. They told us to meet us at the hospital. Everybody began to make their way down to the medical center. And then for 2 weeks, Grandmama laid there in a comatose state. Couldn't even move and couldn't even talk. The doctor gave up. The doctor said it's only a few days. It'll be a miracle if she lives to see the light through. I'ma tell y'all, Grandmama was strong and Grandmama knew what was going on. But I believe in my heart.
was here tonight, I believe he would walk up to the mic and take you way, way back. Boobie, take me back. How much do I
There was another group, Brother Thomas Spain and the Brooklyn All-Stars. And they did a little song with something like this. I stood on the banks of Georgia one day.
Shot sung an unusual song in an unusual voice. Shot is not here tonight. But if Shot was here, I believe he would walk up to the mic and sing a little song that goes a little something like this. Mr. Joe LeGun in the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And I believe if Mr. LeGun was here tonight, I believe he would come up to the mic and take you way back and do an old song that goes a little something like this. Listen, will the church.
that author Clarence Hunter has published fills in the blanks the history books have left out, especially certain areas of Central Louisiana and the city of Alexandria. For example, what was everyday life really like on the other side of the tracks? What about the schools and the teachers? What about the churches and the preachers? And what about the family-owned stores and the neighborhood juke joints? Let Clarence answer these questions for you. Written in his signature autobiographical fiction style, these books will make you laugh and cry, and most of all, they'll make you think. These books also provide interesting reading for students in middle school, high school, and college that will broaden their educational endeavors. Sonya Life, Go Tell John, Rest in the Dust, and Stop, Rest, and Read can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. You can friend Clarence on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. His website is www.clarencehunter.com. His email address, clarence_hunter@msn.com. The phone is 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
And food and famine.
And food and famine. So I know.
one thing you can count on for sure. The enemies of God still hate God, and they don't care for you either. Sickness, disease, poverty, the flesh, the devil and the rest of his forces. They come to launch attacks, I'm telling you right, but all you gotta do is lift up your voice and say, cause you know his word is true, and he's gonna fight for you.
What you're going through, you're gonna make it. it with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.